Whether you saw this week's midterm elections as exhilarating or bruising, you probably wouldn't mind a break from politics for a bit. Movie critic Bob Mondello says he was ready to move on, but then he saw an election comedy from Italy called Viva la Libertà.
Enrico Oliveri is an Italian politician who's used to losing. His opposition party's poll numbers are in the tank, and his dull bureaucratic speeches don't fire up crowds. They sometimes even get shouted down. So without telling a soul, including his wife, Enrico packs a suitcase and disappears. Knowing the press will have a field day, his campaign manager frantically tries to find him, even contacting Enrico's brother Giovanni, who's just out of a mental institution, Enrico's identical twin brother, as it happens, and you see where this is headed. Unlike his political sibling, who never says anything remotely controversial to a reporter, cheerfully unbalanced Giovanni is a walking soundbite.
È la paura la musica della democrazia.
Fear is the music of democracy, he says, and in the Chamber of Deputies, not one idiot knows he's an idiot. The interview makes headlines, good headlines for a change, and the campaign manager decides to see if Giovanni can deliver an actual speech, only to have him crumple it up and say he'll just improvise.
Penso che improvviserò.
You must be crazy, says the manager. So they say, chuckles the imposter.
Così dicono.
In no time, Giovanni is whipping campaign crowds into a frenzy and dancing barefoot with Madam Chancellor, quite literally sweeping her off her feet, along with the electorate. The film doesn't worry much about what having a madman in office might do to Italian politics. It's just designed to let actor Tony Servillo lark about irrepressibly as diametrically opposed brothers. As for the party that never wins having to actually govern, that's a scenario that's fun to watch, playing out harmlessly on screen. I'm Bob Mondello.